AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Documenting the crisis of our republic, waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Vicki Davis is here as well. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic in remembering of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 22nd of November, 2014, and moving rapidly toward Thanksgiving week. I guess this is Thanksgiving week. And we have a lot to be thankful for, not the least of which, of course, is the fact that we're still here, despite the numerous slices of treachery that we have in our nation's capital, as well as many state capitals, city councils. Really, at every level of government, we have been sliced and betrayed, and yet we're still standing here, at least as a people. Now, as far as the country is concerned, they want to blur the lines as to what a country really is anymore. We have the amnesty speech that was given, I guess, last night. And it's more treachery. I was talking to Vicki Davis just a moment ago before the broadcast, and she's joining us all 3 hours today. We're going to be talking about this amnesty issue. We're going to be talking about those slices of treachery that I was just referencing a moment ago. I think what she has prepared in her research really is very timely as to where this is, currently is breaking out. But I was just telling her, you know, it's just amazing to me how somebody can look at a square peg and say it's round. You know, it's so blatant. The lies today are so blatant. They're so in your face. They're so transparently false. You know, it seems like before, politicians at least tried to make it sound like they were telling the truth, but not anymore. Not anymore. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
I don't know what you, I'll tell you what, the best thing I can think of to do is, let's just start with a little bit about, you know, from Obama's amnesty speech, and I can get your take on this, and you can weigh in. This is Obama here announcing his plans to give amnesty to the migrants that are here. Of course, he goes out of his way to say that this is not amnesty. You know, yeah, right.
But today our immigration system is broken, and everybody knows it. Families who enter our country the right way and play by the rules watch others flout the rules. Business owners who offer their workers good wages and benefits see the competition exploit undocumented immigrants by paying them far less. All of us take offense to anyone who reaps the rewards of living in America without taking on the responsibilities of living in America. And undocumented immigrants who desperately want to embrace those responsibilities see little option but to remain in the shadows or risk their families being torn apart. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders.
Okay, first of all, if he knew that the immigration system was broken, why did it take so long for him to, quote, fix it? You know, that's the first point, because the president's number one job is national security, is it not? So if there was something going wrong with the border, why didn't he fix it earlier? That's point number one. But this notion that he began to do what he could to fix our borders, are you kidding me? How can anyone look at this and even, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. He's not even pretending anymore to try to say, you know, that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, well, we could count the number of lies and contradictions in that. First of all, the quote, broken immigration system is broken because they're not enforcing the laws.
It's because they broke it.
Right, they broke it. They're not enforcing the laws. But even deeper than that is that in the global system under the World Trade Organization, it included trade in services, which means free movement of people and goods across borders. Okay, people provide services when they work at a job. So what our Congress did when they approved the creation of the World Trade Organization was to essentially eliminate our borders for anybody that claims they're just performing a service. Okay, so yeah, our, quote, immigration service is broken. Actually, it's not our immigration that's broken. It is our entire government that is broken because they forgot what a government is supposed to do.
Well, they've abandoned it. I don't think they've really forgotten anything. They've deliberately abandoned government because they're all globalists. And the first thing that they want to do, a globalist wants to do, is to destroy nationhood.
Yeah.
And that's really what these things, all of this is working together to destroy national sovereignty.
That you're exactly right on that. And so, you know, while we always talk about these separate individual issues, the underlying and most important issue is the fact that all of these things are designed to break down the United States as a nation state. Okay, now, as it pertains to immigration, throughout the 1990s, they stepped up the issuance of H-1B visas for foreign workers to come into the country. Well, I should say foreign service providers to...
Human resources.
Yeah, human resources. Okay. So, and that's really what's broken, is that if you allow a massive number of foreign workers to come into your country, you know, what's going to happen? Well, they're going to undercut your domestic labor force, and they're going to take it over because they will work for cheaper. Okay, so, and even though they had a few show dogs, you know, of H-1B workers that were being paid a lot of money, the majority of them were undercutting domestic workers. And H-1B holders from India just about destroyed the IT market for Americans.
Yeah, well, that isn't that what cost you your job?
Yes, yes. And I have a lot of anger, a lot of hostility about it.
Sure.
But,
and how many other Americans are in the same exact boat? You know,
a lot, and more important than, you know, somebody my age who loses their career is that the career path for American young people was destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And here's the government encouraging them to go back to college, in some cases giving them federal Pell grants to facilitate that encouragement, and getting them into massive amounts of debt. Here's the carrot, you know, and then they get them to go to college, and then we take the carrot away. And guess what? Now you get to have all of this debt. You get into the middle of trying to get your degree, and we'll pull the rug out from under you so that you have to go get all these loans, and you're stuck for the rest of your life with a ball and chain of debt, which you can never get out of, and because there's no career for you. And I guess that's the question. You know, Nancy and I talk about that a lot, Vicki. What's going to happen with all these young people coming up with this massive amount of debt that they have and no way to pay it off? They're debt slaves for the rest of their lives.
Well, the government offers them a way to get out of their college debt. If you indenture yourself in some government program where you're making minimum wage, they will slowly write off your debt. So. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, the very kind of indentured labor.
Okay, Vicki, I got to interrupt you. Keep your thoughts in place. Remember what you're going to say. And we got to take a quick time out here already. This is Govern America. The chat room's open, by the way, chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Today we have more agents and technology deployed to secure our southern border than at any time in our history. And over the past 6 years, illegal border crossings have been cut by more than half.
Welcome back to Govern America. That was Obama with his amnesty speech. Nothing but BS. That just simply isn't true. If the number of border crossings are down, Vicky, it has nothing to do with enforcement of our border laws. If anything, I think it has more to do with the sad state of our economy. When it gets to a point where they can't, even the illegals can't come here and make a go of it, then they'll quit coming. And I think that that's really what we're seeing here is more than likely there's less and less. I mean, when the government is actually bringing the migrants in from Central America, and see, that's the thing that really is one of the most egregious things about him being able to get up there and lie straight into the American face, look into that camera, look you essentially in the eye and tell you that the square peg is round. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about this massive rise in student debt, the fact that the government is baiting people to go to college, running up this big college debt, and you're going to have a ball and chain the rest of your life. I don't know if you remember what you were saying about that, Vicky.
Yeah, I do. They do have an opportunity to work off the debt in a situation of indentured servitude. And, you know, indentured servitude is something that came from Europe. And it's the way that the powers that be in Europe managed the peasant population. You know, they essentially turned them into indentured servants. And the, when they changed our bankruptcy laws, you can't write off education debt. And so the our young people who did go to college and ran up a huge debt and can't really find jobs because there are no jobs, they're actually kind of forced into a situation of indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, and none of this is a mistake. What really makes me really angry is that this is all by design.
Oh, absolutely. Guilty. As the Democrats, you know, we say this often on the show, but I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to get it. Well, let me jump over here to this, because in the analysis leading up to this whole amnesty executive order thing, we had a Trey Gowdy on Bill O'Reilly. Listen to some of this.
Joining us now is Congressman Trey Gowdy, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on Immigration and Border Security. So, if the president does indeed sign the executive order when he comes back from Asia, which would legalize millions of undocumented folks.
Okay, first, there is a lie right there being perpetrated by the media. It doesn't legalize anybody because the president does not have the authority to legalize anybody. Okay, so that's lie number one, but they continue.
If the president does indeed sign the executive order when he comes back from Asia, which would legalize millions of undocumented folks, what specifically do you think will happen?
Well, there are three things, Bill. Number one, we need to persuade our fellow citizens that from 2008 to 2010, when he had the House, the Senate, and the White House, he didn't do a damn thing about immigration. So why can't he give the Republican House and Senate 3 months, 6 months, 9 months to do what he wasn't able to do in 2 years? So
good
the
point.
First tool
good
is
point.
Persuasion.
I've made
the
that point, too. There's no urgency to do this. He could give you guys a chance.
So see how the argument is framed here, Vicky? I mean, the president's acting on his own. Why doesn't he give us a chance to act? Hello? Why does anybody need to act? Act and do what?
Well, let me tell you what they want to do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you what they want to do. They want to implement a guest worker program. And what the guest worker program is, it's a centralized management system of the U.S. labor market. And you can't manage guest workers without managing the domestic labor force.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is another one of these big government centralized systems, just like MERS and just like Obamacare, but it is a system to manage the jobs and labor market in the United States. And it was first proposed in 2005 by Congressman Tom Tancredo. And I found it at the time when I was first starting to look at the education system. And Mark Tucker of the NCEE, basically Carnegie, defined a conceptual design of a national human resource management system in a letter that was printed in the Congressional Record.
Sounds and like a so, slave trade.
Well, essentially, I mean, it's management of labor and jobs, frontline jobs. And they designed an online job bank, America's Job Bank, and then America's Talent Bank, which is, of course, the system, the student information systems that they designed for the schools. And with those two things in place, in 2004, I just found this memo again when I was reading through all my stuff. But George Bush, if you remember, he...
Which Bush?
George W.
Okay.
He announced a program to, how did he put it? A program that he had that where anybody that wanted a job could have a job. Well, what he was talking about was this America's Job Bank and America's Talent Bank that were designed and built during the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at the top of those two systems is the management system, the guest worker program to manage domestic and foreign labor. And once they have that, of course, then they will be able to control both wages and who gets jobs in the United States.
What do you think they mean by managing the labor? What managing in what way?
In the same way that a corporation manages their personnel.
Okay.
You know, it's exactly the same thing. Our government was redesigned by corporations.
So how
IBM,
is this not communism?
It is communism.
Okay.
It's fascism.
It's communism and it's fascism at the same time. This is the funny thing about it. You know, we've debated about this with different callers and different people through the years, what to call this, you know, because there are elements of both in it, you know, and the term communitarianism certainly comes to mind also. But it's all kind of a hybrid technocratic control system, really, that I think is unprecedented. I don't think it... Tyranny has really never been implemented quite in this way, has it?
No, because the technology was never available before. And
yeah.
So it really is more of scientific management, corporate management of the country as if it's a corporation.
Scientific dictatorship.
Yeah, so from the point of view of the person on the ground, you and I, what we're looking at is a system that appears to us to look like communism because we are part of their collective.
Okay, let's hold it right there. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, folks. Time's going by very quickly. This is Govern America. Vicki Davis is here. I'm Darren Weeks. Her website, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. We're going to get into our series here in a few
minutes. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony of what a wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and a related problem to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT. For Spanish, press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy, ship you to Mongolia till you're dying in the Sudan. They'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Yeah, forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating, come to legally immigrate. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause if you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And we have Vicki Davis here today, excellent researcher extraordinaire. And her website is channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. You also have a new one for people in Idaho, don't you, Vicki?
Yeah, it's called Refugees as a Weapons System.
Okay. I was actually talking about your other website, though.
The other website. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the Voice of Idaho News.com.
Okay, Voice of Idaho News.com. And so if you live in Idaho, that's a Vicki Davis website tailored to the state.
And, well, It's actually not my website. It belongs to Michael Emery and Becky Hudson, but I've been working with them, trying to help them get the website up and going. And the idea is to provide a forum where the different patriot groups can come together and have a place, you know, a centralized place to post their things of interest and their events and everything, so that we can
maybe network together.
Network together and try to do something about this, because all of our individual interests, or, you know, our issue of focus, we're not going to solve anything by that, because what we are looking at is what I call the Medusa system. Other people might have called it the octopus, but this international system and the international agreements that our government has signed have made it such that I don't think we can solve any problems at all in this country until we solve the problem of these international agreements. Because I don't think our Congress actually writes legislation for the people in the United States. Everything that they are doing is implementing the international agreements.
Yeah. Well,
and that's why we can never...
A lot to be concerned about with regard to the international agreements, as the, you know, we know that the UN Small Arms Treaty is going into effect, I guess, Christmas Eve or somewhere around there anyway. They're going to be coming after our firearms very soon. It's amazing that we're at 2014 right now, and we're already still have, you know, some semblance of a Second Amendment intact.
Yeah, you know, I haven't looked at that. Has that been voted on by the Congress?
No, I don't think it's been ratified.
Okay.
I just know that the UN is saying that they're going to put it into effect. I know Obama has taken action in favor of it, but, you know, he can't single-handedly, despite what he may believe, he can't single-handedly do that without the Senate. So, yeah. Anyway, we got, I wasn't going to take calls this early, but we have John in Tennessee waiting on the line, so I guess I'll go ahead and take him. John, come on in.
Hey, thank you. Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
I found something in the trash today that relates to this, believe it or not. Have you ever heard of the National Research Center for Career and Technical Education?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is out of Louisville, Kentucky. Let's see, the Carl V. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act of 2006. There was $4.5 million, according to this, that went towards what they call the rigorous test of student outcomes in CTE programs of study final report. And this is talking about mandating either college or vocational education for every student in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're converting our system of education to a vocational education system, and there is, in fact, in progress a corporate takeover of our schools. And what they now, if you understand how much money the United States spends on education, then you can understand how much money will go into corporate coffers by lopping off 2 years or 3 years of education and diverting students into on-the-job training. Because that on-the-job training is the students basically working for credit and not money. Okay, so here again, another system of servitude. But, you know, it's in order to get credit for their education, you know, for their future. But that's also a way that the school and work records have been integrated for the national labor management system that I was talking about a few minutes ago.
Well, what this is talking about, Vicki, is it's calling it POS, and then it defines it as programs of study that are mandated college and career prep high school programs, where it says, according to Perkins legislation, there are several components to CTE, POS, which, and it says must incorporate secondary education and post-secondary education elements, must include coherent and rigorous content aligned with challenging academic standards and relevant career and technical paths. So what they're doing is they're attempting, and I think will be successful, to convert the United States into the same system that Great Britain has, where your grades will determine what you do for a living, whether or not you have any natural ability. You're going to be told you're going to be a plumber, you're an electrician, you're going to be a teacher, and on and on. So, and this is really what drew my attention. I was actually walking by this trash can, and I seen a beautiful book about an inch thick, and I thought, what in the world? That's a nice looking book. So I reached down and pulled it out. It's an inch thick, and it's the result of a $4.5 million comprehensive study that someone pitched in the trash. Mm-hmm. So it's strange that today you're talking about that very thing. And if you'll text me her address, I'll send the book to her if she wants it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to have that.
Yeah, well, her email address is on her website, Eyes Wide Open, with two O's, at channelingreality.com. Is that correct, Vicki?
Yes, it is. Eyes Wide
Okay.
Open.
Okay,
if you go to channelingreality.com, it's there on the left-hand side, in that left column sidebar. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks, yeah. John. Appreciate the call.
During the 1990s, that's when they started converting the system of education. And one of the things that they did was, of course, to, first of all, to define the clusters for education that correspond to the definition of types of businesses. And they mm-hmm. came up with 16 different clusters. And I can only give you some of them because I don't have them all committed to memory. But there is within the arts, there is audio, visual, career things, you know, doing video and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There is trucking, hotels. I mean, you know, the list, just every business. It's a categorization.
Yeah, we got to take a break here for a moment. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Govern America.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while.
Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a couple of calls here until the top of the hour, and then I want to get into the meat and potatoes of Vicky's research here, starting in the second hour, because I think this is very important. The refugee game, or refugees as a weapon, because this really pertains beautifully, dovetails beautifully with where we're talking about with regard to this amnesty thing, this migration issue. It's various ways of basically breaking down our borders in this country and blurring, destroying our culture, destroying our economy, and destroying nationhood, as I said earlier. All right, let's go to Colorado and talk to Edwin. And folks, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Edwin, go ahead.
Hello, this is Edwin in Colorado, Occupy Greeley, Colorado. How you doing, Darren?
I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. I was interested in hearing where I can find an online version of that song you played about 20 minutes ago.
I'll tell you what. Email me with exactly which one you're talking about, and I'll give you a. I'll do the best I can to help you.
Yeah, it's the one where it's talking about dialing for different languages.
Yeah. That's what's his name? Ray Stevens, I think.
But, well, I'll send an email to you.
Okay.
Good show, and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yeah. By the way, my email address, I gave Vicky's out earlier, but mine is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. We try to keep things simple around here so that we avoid confusion. So anyway, yeah, imagine that, avoiding confusion, Vicky. Trying to be clear.
Novel idea.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're up next.
Hello, Darren. Hi, Vicky.
Hi there.
Since 1933, the Emergency Powers Act has been renewed by every administration and with Congress accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically suspends the Constitution, allowing the corporate federal corporation to do as it pleases. Everything else is basically a sideshow to distract the public and the government's critics from any real effort to stop that Emergency Powers Act from being renewed at any time and returning to the Republic's original Constitution.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of the same at the same point in time when all of this refugee stuff started. It was in 1933, as a matter of fact, that that Albert Einstein, he was one of the first immigrants under a refugee program. He came to the United States, and he was that was followed by about, I don't know, 400,000 or so refugees from Central Europe that fled Europe and were imported over here.
Yes,
over a period of time.
That was all instigated under FDR and his administration.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It started the whole downfall of this country. And basically, until we can null and avoid that Emergency Powers Act and work at restarting our republic again, nothing is going to change, because everything that they do or don't do is at the wishes of the corporation and its aspirations for making money and stealing money from the public, the country. Well, you can only continue to steal money out of the country if it exists. Once everything is drained out, the country will no longer exist. That is their planned goal.
Yeah. Well,
in my opinion.
And Agenda 21 is designed to prevent us from using any resources in this country, presumably so that they can be preserved to be managed and used and sold by the corporation, as you're calling it.
You know, yeah. One thing that comes to my mind, Vicky and Joe, is this Agenda 21. You know, you said that, Vicky, that they are putting aside the resources, or supposedly, you know, this is the argument anyway, that they're trying to preserve for future generations the resources. What I see is a monetization of those resources.
They've sold off the resources and as collateral, and have taken the money whenever they want to run, and then the creditor will have to come in and collect their collateral when no one's paying them any dividend or interest.
That's right, and I'll tell you when they did that. George Herbert Walker Bush, at a G8 meeting in Houston, Texas in 1990, agreed to a concept of debt for nature, or equity for nature. And what they did with that was to essentially set it up so that they could sell our country out from under us by debt creation.
Well,
and the way that debt is paid is by, like, what Harry Reid was, his son was involved in Nevada.
Correct, they're going to still try that again.
Oh, sure they are. Well, they're going to steal everything. They're going to take everything.
That's why I believe that if we can nullify the renewal of the Emergency Powers Act at the beginning of the next congressional session and not allow Congress to accept it to be renewed, we can go back to the Republic and rework with the original Constitution.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. The problem is, how do you get Congress to do that? Because Congress
people,
thumbs their nose at the American people.
If enough people understand what the Emergency Powers Act does in nullifying the Constitution and turning the people into enemy combatants, then they might start standing up and saying to these people and threatening them enough with their jobs that they will do the right thing by the people.
I don't really see that they're worried about losing their jobs.
Well, going to prison probably would be the better thing. But
I'd be all in favor of that.
But until the people realize what the Emergency Powers Act is and how it's being used against them, I think that issue should be voiced more often on Republic Radio, Patriot Radio.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Other side issues, which are basically, in my opinion, like little tiny side vaudeville shows to distract from the cancer
that's
eating away.
But see, look, here's the thing. People that have been in the Patriot community for many years do understand the Emergency Powers Act. They do understand all these arguments because they have been talked about. The stuff that we talk about here are stuff that nobody's talking about that I can tell.
Well,
Let me finish. They're not side issues. This goes really to the heart of exactly what they've done to this country. I mean, everything that we're talking about here, the refugee system, these international trade agreements, these resettlement programs, as Chapter 7 of Agenda 21 of the UN document says, every country has to set up a resettlement program. All of this is really strikes to the heart of it. And what our intent here is today is to educate people about things that no one else is talking about. But listen, we're out of this hour already, but I appreciate your call, sir. And I do agree that the issues that you've raised are very important. And maybe we should revisit the emergency powers thing a little bit more incoming broadcasts. I'm not against that. But I do want to get into some of this other stuff, Vicki, because, using refugees as a weapon is exactly what they're doing. If they can call them refugees, then they can resettle them right here. And every time, we hear about these people that are coming in here, these foreigners, and how they're setting up their own cities, their own towns. The Chinese thing, we've talked about a lot, the Chinese cities that are going up. We got places in this country where there are towns and cities that have literally been taken over by Middle Easterners. And yet we've got wars all over the place that displace populations. And that's, people don't realize that this is a part of a well-oiled designed plan whose intent is to do exactly what it's doing. Taking over this country one town at a time, one square mile at a time. We're going to address a lot of this stuff in the next hour. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more